AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Crews are slowly getting containment of the Big Hughes wildfire near Los Angeles. Red flag high wind warnings remain in effect around there until tomorrow. In Castaic, California, Joe Gavia found out how quickly this fire grew.
I just came from work, and my nephew called me up. And I didn't even know there was a fire going on.
An evacuation warning was issued for Sherman Oaks, California, after a brush fire broke out on the Sepulveda Pass. Some House Republicans in California are breaking with Speaker Mike Johnson over his suggestion federal fire disaster aid be coupled with as yet unspecified conditions. Democrats are opposed, too. Sidney Kemlinger Dove says President Trump should stick to his America First motto.
What putting America first does mean, however, is passing disaster aid without conditions. Because as Americans, we help each other when we're in need. At least I thought that's what we do.
Shortly after he was pardoned by President Trump for his role in the Capitol riot, Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes returned to the Capitol.
I wasn't in command of the entire crowd. It's like 100,000 people. I was in command of my guys. If my guys screwed up, if I'd have been with them, I'd have said, don't go inside the Capitol.
Also at the Capitol, one of the officers injured January 6th, Daniel Hodges.
If you begin to think, even a little bit, that we can do better than Trump, then their support for him might waver too. He's not going to be able to ram through his horrific agenda quite as easily.
A bid to block President Trump's cancellation of birthright citizenship goes before a judge today in Seattle. Five people were treated for stab wounds at a supermarket in London. A suspect is in custody. Seven police officers in San Antonio were shot while responding to a suicide in progress call. Police say the suspect was later found dead inside an apartment after a standoff. This is AP News. An endangered tropical plant that emits the stench of a rotting corpse during its rare blooms has begun to bloom in a greenhouse in Australia.
It's the first time a corpse flower has bloomed at the Royal Sydney Botanic Gardens in 15 years. Gardens manager Sophie Daniels.
So we are super excited about the fact that we have a flower about to open here at the Royal Botanic Gardens.
The plant's scientific name is Amorphophallus titanum, but the specimen was dubbed Putrescens for her putrid scent by her fans. As one fan put it,
Pretty gross, yeah. Think about the last time that you're in the gym with a lot of really sweaty dudes.
Up to 20,000 people have lined up to see her in less than a week. As well as her real-life admirers, the 5-foot Sumatran rainforest plant has drawn an eccentric but devoted online fandom. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.